NHL powered by the Tennessee Lottery, live from Belmont today. Curb Event Center is where you can find us. Many people have. You could be next. Men's game coming up tonight at 6:30 against Murray State. Belmont women have already played a game, though. It was one of those 11 o'clock elementary school games. We're joined now by the women's head coach, Bart Brooks. Those games are just bananas.
The energy is incredible. you usually want earplugs, and you need an Advil about halfway through it. But they were the energy that those kids bring to the game and just the excitement. It's something that we love being able to provide for these local Nashville kids. And they brought it today. It was a great atmosphere.
So 11 a.m. tip. What time is first meeting or pregame meal and all that jazz?
Yeah, we backed it up a little bit. We were meeting at about 7 o'clock this morning and gave them another half hour than our normal routine just so they could get a little more sleep. But for me, I'd rather play at 11 a.m. every day because I would.
I mean, you're sitting here at 2:45. You already have a dub.
And Casey's walking around nervous and worrying about everything's going to happen tonight. And I'm done. So, you know, getting up early for me, I think it's great to, you know, obviously have a little more time in your day and be able to prepare for the next one. We got a quick turnaround on Saturday.
70-53, the win over Murray State, a 16 straight, right, in your building. That's what your press release said.
Yeah, that's pretty good. We've been pretty good at home, and you know, that's a credit to our players. We've had really, really talented seniors the last couple of years who have led our team, and it's no different this year. Ellie Harmeyer, I think she's had a double-double in every game she's played this year in conference, and that's just consistency. It's toughness. Even when she doesn't have her best stuff, you know, she's still getting us numbers and producing for us. So her leadership, and obviously we've got a lot of really talented, good players that are surrounding her, and playing at home, there's nothing better than being at home. This is a beautiful place to play.
Yeah, she had 21 points, 14 rebounds today.
Oh, ho-ha.
Not too shabby. Yeah. You look at it. I know you had nine different players score today. So obviously, you have your leaders and 21 points and 14 rebounds. You're going to rely on her, but it seems like you're getting a little bit from other places as well.
Yeah, we've got great depth on this team that probably hasn't shown itself as much as it will as the year goes. We're still finding ourselves, and it's hard to say that in February. You usually have a pretty good idea of what your team is going to be in February. But I'm excited about this group because we've still got players getting better, and they've been working hard in practice. Madison Treese is an example, a 6'4 transfer from Duke, and she's starting to get productive minutes for us. Kiki Breitzman, a freshman, has started to figure things out, had a great stretch today. So we're getting better. It's been a grind. It's been a year where we're probably a little bit slower than we've been in the past couple of years of getting everything together. But it's getting there, and I'm really proud of their effort.
Every team kind of has its own personality, and when you talk to coaches, they always say, Rick Bird actually used to talk to this every year. We'd come in for a preseason, you know, show, and he would say, "Gosh, I haven't figured these guys out yet." He said, by the end of the year, you always know what the personality of the team is. But that has to be a fascinating thing as a coach, because you lost so much senior leadership last year off the team. Who's going to step up? Who's going to score? Who's going to be the person who would yell at somebody if they need to, you know, who will enforce policies? You just have to figure out who's going to do all that stuff. That's got to be a fascinating thing each year as a coach.
Yeah, and you lose one player, you get one player, a new player added to your roster, it changes the whole team dynamic.
Right.
And just try to figure out roles and who's going to lead and how they're going to lead and how that's been different than years past. We've had some amazing leaders, Darby Magger, Jenny Roy off of last year's team, just unbelievably tough and to get brought us together with everything. We got through a lot of adversity because of those two, and now someone else is going to have to take on that role of leadership, and we've gotten some great leadership from some younger players. Conley Chin, a redshirt sophomore for us, has started every game and done an amazing job being a vocal, positive voice in that locker room. So it is a fascinating thing. It's kept me up late at nights often to try to figure this thing out. But it is something that it keeps you on your toes as a coach.
Casey Alexander just walked by. Do you ever knock on his door and say, "Hey, coach, I got an idea for the game tonight"?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't taken any of my inbounds plays yet. I don't know what he's thinking about, but it's really incredible. I actually spent a handful of minutes watching him practice yesterday, and just to be able to pop in and watch him do what he does, he's an incredible basketball coach, and just the pace with which his team plays. Man, it is fun to watch those guys get up and down the floor, and I'm excited about tonight. Tonight should be a great one. 6:30 in the Curb, Murray State, Belmont is always a battle on the men's side, and he's doing a tremendous job with his program. I'm excited for him.
You guys have been so good on the boards this year, especially on the defensive end. I know that takes skill, but it's also a mindset, too, just to say we're going to outwork you to the other team.
Yeah, and that's something we talk about. That's been a key to the game. Every game we've played this year is we've got to control the glass. We feel like that's something that we can do with how we play defensively, especially we're a position team. We're usually in position to rebound. So if we can be sharp and focused and keep our head on people's chests and go get the basketball, we usually have a pretty good chance to win. And, you know, that plays itself out pretty regularly. You win the boards, you usually got a chance to win the game.
Nashville, absolutely booming. How much does that help you in recruiting?
Oh, it's this place. I mean, we go up to the fourth floor of our building, overlooking the city, and we just look at that place. Just the city's your oyster. Taylor Swift lives over there, and you know all the cool stuff that goes on in Nashville with the culture, the food, music, obviously. There's just so much for these young kids. I wish I was a young kid.
Chick-fil-A right downstairs.
I mean, yeah. Outside the locker room, 20 feet from the locker room. So it really is an amazing place to recruit to. It sells itself. We can get them here. We can get them excited.
I mean, Mickey tried to sell Wesley Tate one time on a gigantic Walmart in Jonesboro, and you've got a Chick-fil-A 20 feet from the locker room.
Yeah, in the city of Nashville. I mean, we're all selling something. Bart Brooks, our guest, women's basketball coach at Belmont. We mentioned Ellie Harmeyer a little bit earlier. She's nominated for the Senior Class Award, which, if you follow college sports, that's such an exclusive club just to be nominated for that. So then you start reading about her. Already graduated. She's a nurse. Like, someone could be injured, and she could just take care of them on the bus.
I wouldn't trust her with a needle, personally. She's given some flu shots to our team, and she does not have bedside manner. But she's...
Suck it up.
She has no sympathy.
You're fine.
But that didn't even hurt. Come on.
It's really incredible, though, that this kid, she wakes up at, you know, she's been through rounds of clinicals where she's up at 5 a.m., goes clinicals from 6 to 6, and then she comes to practice, and you would never know it. And just the toughness with which she operates every day. I'm incredibly proud of her. I'm incredibly proud of our players in general, that there's a bigger picture with what they're doing. They understand that their worth is not tied to what they do on the basketball court. And she has made that, you know, the nursing degree, getting a master's in nurse practitioning right now. It's just incredible what she's doing off the court, in addition to obviously what she's doing for us on the court.
Four straight OVC tournament championships, NCAA tournament appearances for this women's program. Where is this team now from a standpoint of, you say, okay, when we look kind of to the end of the season, where do you want to see the improvement, and where are you kind of focusing on, this is where we need to be better?
Yeah, we are, when we're good, we're really good. I mean, we're really good when we're good, but we have been equally bad in stretches, and I think there's just consistency, and it starts in practice. We've got to have consistent practice to build the habits, to be consistent in games, and this team has grown immensely. We had a really challenging non-conference schedule. We played, you know, we played a stretch of three ranked teams all on the road, and it was, you know, Maryland, Arkansas, we got Virginia Tech, all those guys in a row, and we're without our point guard who was injured. We had a lot of adversity that we dealt with early, and I think that has made us a little bit tougher, a little bit more resilient. And now, if we can just get the consistency that we've been missing, probably for, you know, it's a little pocket of 2 minutes here, 2 minutes there, that we just have game slippage, and we're getting to the place now where we're starting to get our mojo, we're starting to get our flow, and you know, I'm excited for this stretch where, you know, we only got, what, 7 left here and then conference tournament. So it's time to really get this thing rolling. And, you know, we talk to them all the time. If we're playing at our best, it's going to be hard to beat us.
God, only 7 left. I feel like this season has just flown by.
I imagine it really has for you.
Yeah, it did. It really, it feels like, you know, we were still in preseason. We're trying to figure out, who we're going to start and all that stuff. And now it's to the point of, all right, we got to get prepped and be ready to go here in March. So,
Well, and your team has been so good down the stretch, obviously, as these tournament berths will show, the NCAA tournament berths. There's probably a different feeling just how intense things get around here as it ramps up towards that, because they all know what's at stake. They all been there.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of having senior leadership.
Right.
Those guys have been through it. This will be, you know, the going for the fifth in the row. Ellie is a fifth-year senior. She redshirted a year with injury. So she's been around for every single NCAA tournament that we've been to here in the last 4 years. So she understands what it takes, and there's leadership that we have I think we have a good understanding of what it's going to take, and now we just got to put the work in and continue to get better as we go.
Well, when we see her later today, if she walks by, we're going to tell her you want an IV and that you would like for her to do it.
I want no part of her with the deal. No part of it.
Bart Brooks, always great to see you, man. Belmont women's basketball. Big win this morning over Murray State. We'll be back with more 3HL after this, live from the Curb Event Center at Belmont. What a-